this is What Does the Bible Say podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Wilbur Allen III. Today we want to consider the question, what does the Bible say about student loan forgiveness? That's right, student loan forgiveness. Just recently, there are two federal courts that have put a hold on President Biden's effort to put forth the student loan forgiveness. The Biden administration has gone to the U.S. Supreme Court for an emergency appeal. Now, his plan, President Biden's plan, is a $400 billion plan. Now, the plan includes an individual can get up to $20,000 in cancellation if they received the Pell Grant. Any other individual who do not receive the Pell Grant can get a cancellation of $10,000 if you earn up to $125,000. Now, here's what's astounding. What is astounding is all the student loans that exist today here in the United States, it is $1.6 trillion in student loans owed, by 43 million borrowers. So that's a lot of money, folks. $1.6 trillion is owed by students who have gone to college or grad school. Now, according to the Forbes magazine, there are some benefits for the borrowers if they are able to take advantage of this plan. According to the Forbes magazine, number one is they can pay off consumer debt, which is always the key one. They can even save for educational opportunities for their children. They can establish businesses. They can save money for a down payment for a home, or they can even invest in their own retirement. Now, some economists believe that the economy even has the opportunity to even gain from individuals who are now in a position to pursue their own economic stability. So these are some of the facts. These are some of the things that we are dealing with in our country today. However, what does the Bible say about student loan forgiveness? Well, in Deuteronomy, the 15th chapter, it talks about forgiveness of debt every 7 years. So, in the Old Testament, if you were a citizen of the household of Israel and you found yourself in some debt, every 7 years, your debt would be forgiven. Now, we've already stated some of the benefits for American borrowers, but there's something a little that we have to consider about this forgiveness of debt. God even added an additional concern or desire to pursue the seven-year forgiveness. It was an incentive that he provided. Over in the 15th chapter, beginning at verse number 5, it says, "If only you will strictly obey the voice of the Lord your God, being careful to do all his commandment that I command you today. For the Lord your God will bless you." He's talking about Israel. God will bless Israel as he promised you, and you will lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow, and you shall rule over many nations, but they shall not rule over you. So God, in addition to economic benefits, there is a divine benefit if they were strictly adhere to God's divine economic plan. I like to say that's what this is. This 7-year forgiveness of debt is a God-given economic plan in which Israel would prosper economically. Just by agreeing to it, they would become a powerful nation. They would be a rich nation. They would lend to others, but they would not borrow from other nations. As I even considered more regarding this forgiveness of debt, we also must keep in mind that the concept of forgiveness is a theme that can be traced, even if you can trace it into the New Testament, and where Jesus comes on the scene, and Jesus, for the forgiveness of sin, he dies on the cross. Now, I tell you, the fact that Jesus died on the cross and our sins are forgiven, there are immense benefits for the fact that through all that we've done that was wrong, all those things that we are not proud of, all those things were washed away due to the shedding of the blood of Jesus. And because of the shedding of the blood, the church exists through the power of the Holy Ghost. Therefore, the church is to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So there is immense benefit. Yes, spiritual benefit, because the church exists in the world today. So I submit to you that if America was to forgive student loan debts, I would believe there would be immense benefits, and I am of the opinion that God would honor that and our country would be blessed. And I believe there would be a parallel. The blessings to the United States, also the blessings that are stated in Deuteronomy, the 15th chapter, verses 5 and 6. Yes, forgiveness is the expression of the grace of God extended to each and to every one of you. Therefore, that is what the Bible says about student loan forgiveness. Let us all embrace the forgiveness that God has extended to each and to every one of us. Blessings to you.